गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Ras Bihari, Radha Ras Bihari Radhe. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Jai Gauranitai. Jai Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jai. Jai Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Bhakt Paramahansa Parivraj Karcharya Ashtotar Sat His Divine Grace Abhicharana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जाए ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 4, Chapter 23, Maharaj Prithu's Going Back Home. Text number 10. Bhagavat Dharminah Sadhoh Shraddhaya Yatatah Sada भक्ति ही भगवती ब्रह्मणी अनन्या विषया अभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधोः श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधोः श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधोः श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधो श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवति ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधो श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधो श्रद्धया यततः सदा ते भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधो श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधोः श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवती ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। माताजी भगवद्धर्मिणः साधोः श्रद्धया यततः सदा भक्तिर्भगवति ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः साधोः श्रद्धया यततः सदा भगवति ब्रह्मणि अनन्यविषयाभवत्। भगवद्धर्मिणः, one who executes devotional service, sadhoho, of the devotee, shraddhaya, with faith, yatataha, endeavoring, sada, always, bhaktihi, devotion, bhagavati, unto the personality of Godhead, Brahmani, the origin of impersonal Brahman, Ananya Vishaya, firmly fixed, without deviation, Abhavat, became. Translation and purport also by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Maharaj Prithu thus engaged completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly according to principles 24 hours daily. Thus his love and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna developed and became unflinching and fixed. Purport. The word Bhagavat Dharminaha indicates that the religious process practiced by Prithu Maharaj was beyond all pretensions. As stated in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharmaha Projjita Kaitavotra Kaitavotra. Religious principles which are simply pretentious are actually nothing but cheating. Bhagavad Dharminaha is described by Veer Raghava Acharya as Nivritta Dharmena, which indicates that it cannot be contaminated by material aspiration. As described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. When one who is not inspired by material desires and is not contaminated by the processes of fruitive activity and empiric speculation, fully engages in the favorable service of the Lord, his service is called Bhagavat Dharma, or pure devotional service. In this verse, the word Brahmani does not refer to the impersonal Brahman. Impersonal Brahman is a subordinate feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And since impersonal Brahman worshippers desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence, they cannot be considered followers of Bhagavat Dharma. After being baffled in his material enjoyment, the impersonalist may desire to merge into the existence of the Lord, but a pure devotee of the Lord has no such desire. Therefore, a pure devotee is really Bhagavad Dharmi. It is clear from this verse that Maharaj Prithu was never a worshipper of the impersonal Brahman, but was at all times a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavati Brahmani refers to one who is engaged in devotional service to the Personality of Godhead. A devotee's knowledge of the impersonal Brahman is automatically revealed, and he is not interested in merging into the impersonal Brahman. Maharaj Prithu's activities in devotional service enabled him to become fixed and steady in the discharge of devotional activities without having to take recourse to karma, jnana or yoga. Kindly repeat the translation. Maharaj Prithu thus engaged completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly according to principles, 24 hours daily. Thus his love and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, developed and became unflinching and fixed. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Kurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरून् दीनतारिणं वांछाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम् आराध्य भगवान् व्रजेशतनयस्तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधो वर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेमपुमर्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरहन परः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा For we are hearing the glories of Maharaj Prithu's devotional service. Two verses earlier, Maharaj Prithu has been addressed as Purusha Rishabha, the best of the human beings. And he is the best of the human beings because he is the best devotee. The best human being is not one who excels in possessing anything material, but rather one who possesses the greatest opulence of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prithu Maharaj is himself a Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord, having been specifically empowered with the Prajapalana Shakti, the Shakti to look after the Praja. Looking after the Praja doesn't only mean that the king looks after the material necessities of the citizens, but more importantly it means that the king should take into account the spiritual needs of the citizens and address them and ensure that these needs are fulfilled. Then such a king or such kshatriyas become the leaders of society in an ideal way. They are also then Purusha Rishabhaha. Just yesterday some journalists came to me and I did not know about this controversy. I don't read the newspapers. There was a controversy about some judge in the Supreme Court having spoken in a disparaging way about Radha and Krishna, and having justified immoral and illicit relationships of this world by comparing it to the relationship of Radha and Krishna. So the reporters wanted to know what our opinion was. And then I came to know about this, and I inquired whether there is a possibility of filing a contempt of court petition against the Supreme Court. At least in the court of Krishna it is contempt. That is the highest court. This Supreme Court is only for this country. But higher than that is the court of Krishna. And such so-called judges should not interfere in areas which are far, far beyond their jurisdiction. They have no domain, they have no authority to speak on anything in this matter unless they have surrendered in the bona fide Guru Parampara and understood transcendental knowledge. So Maharaj Prithu was not such one of such leaders. He was an excellent devotee of the Lord. And it is mentioned here that he was executing devotional service strictly according to the regulative principles 24 hours daily. Bhagavad dharminaha sadho shraddhaya yatatah sada. With faith, faithfully and sada, always, he was constantly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. This is the best instruction we can receive or give to anybody. Srila Rupa Goswami in the Upadesha Amrita has already given us this most precious jewel of all instructions. Tannama Rupa Charita Adi Sukirtananu. Always we should think about Krishna and chant his name. Smrityah Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Vraje Tadanurabhijananugami Kalam Nae Dakhilam Iti Upadesha Saram. The Upadesha Saram, the essence of all good instruction, is that we should constantly chant the names Sukirtana. Nicely, we should chant the names of the Supreme Lord. We should chant about His glories, His fame, His paraphernalia, His pastimes, and so on. We should also hear about them. We should remember them, smrityoho. We should engage all our senses in serving Krishna and glorifying Krishna, krameena, and this way, step by step, manasi, rasani manasi niyojya, we should engage our tongue and our mind in the service of the Lord, and step by step make advancement. Tishthan vraje, we should live in vraja bhumi. Tad anuragi jananugami, and we should associate with those who love Krishna. Anuragi means one who has anurag, or one who has deep attachment for Krishna. And one should follow in the footsteps of such exalted personalities, and constantly living in the vraja atmosphere, we should thus engage our selves 24 hours a day. Srila Prabhupada has explained in many places that one can live in vraja physically or mentally. If one is not able to live physically, then one can live mentally. Although living physically has great benefits, as given in the scriptures, but simply living physically but not mentally is not the perfection of Vrajavas. Srila Prabhupada has explained that any place where the deities of the Lord are there, or even any place where the devotees of the Lord assemble to hear and chant about the Lord, that place is the spiritual world. It is a transcendental place. It is explained in the scriptures that the forest is in the mode of goodness, the village is in the mode of passion, and the liquor bar and so on are in the mode of ignorance, but the temple of Lord Vishnu is in the mode of transcendence. It is beyond the three modes. And therefore, when one resides in the temple or associates as much as possible with devotees in the temple, then one is also living in Vraja. It is a matter of consciousness. It is a matter of executing the principles faithfully in the association of devotees. Therefore, tishthan vrajetadanuragi jananugami kalam nayed akhilam iti upadesha saram. So kalam akhilam. So akhilam refers to everything. So 24 hours a day we have to engage in the service of the Lord. So the question is asked, because here Srila Prabhupada says Prithu Maharaj engaged himself 24 hours daily. So naturally the question arises, how is it possible to engage in devotional service 24 hours daily? Don't we have to sleep at night? So how is it possible? But we can understand that even sleep is a service if it is done in the proper way. Devotional service is in the transcendental platform, but nevertheless, we have to take some help from the three modes in order to serve better. Just like the ideal mode for executing devotional service is a mode of goodness. So one has a regulated, disciplined life, because this is an element of sattvic life. When there is no discipline, we do anything at any time, anyhow, then that leads to the lower modes. But sattva-guna means we get up at the same time, we sleep at the same time, and that is early in the morning we wake up, early at night we try to go to bed. We do things at the proper time, we eat at the proper time, we chant at the proper time, we study at the proper time. This disciplines the mind and brings us into the mode of goodness. Similarly, everything we do is also should be connected to the mode of goodness. Sometimes, however, we have to become very active. We may have to physically go here and there and do many activities. And at that time, we may have to take shelter of the mode of passion. But we are doing it so that we can serve Krishna, not for our sense enjoyment. But we are utilizing the mode of passion for the service of Krishna. But if our platform, if our base is not the mode of goodness, if we are going to constantly remain in the mode of passion, trying to serve, running all the time, even as devotees, then we will not be able to sustain. And from the mode of passion, instead of coming back to the mode of goodness, we will slide into the mode of ignorance. Therefore, whenever we are active in the devotional service of the Lord, every now and then we should come back to the mode of goodness, stabilize ourselves in our base, on our foundation, and again go out where required into the mode of passion to serve. Similarly, we also have to utilize the mode of ignorance in the service of Krishna. When we go to sleep, that is something necessary for us. It is necessary to rejuvenate and refresh the body. Otherwise, we cannot serve. We all have experience that when we don't have enough sleep in the night and we come in the morning for japa, then we are sleeping, or we are sleeping in the class, or perhaps we are not able to wake up in the morning to come for Mangalarati. So sleep is something very important in human life, in life in the material world. And unless one understands how the tamoguna has to be utilized properly, one will misutilize it. In other words, if we sleep for 6 or 6.5 hours every night, that tamoguna is also considered used in the service of Krishna if the 18 hours has been used in the service of Krishna when we are awake. If we are not using that 18 hours, our wakeful state, in the service of Krishna, then that 6 hours is not considered in the service of Krishna. But in your state of Jagruti, if you are serving Krishna, then definitely the state of Sushupti or deep sleep or Swapna will also be considered as Seva. Just like an employee who works in a company is given a salary for 30 days of work, although he may work only for 25 days. He doesn't go on Sundays and certain other holidays, but still he gets the payment for it. If the employee goes to the employer and says that you are paying me salary for 5 days without working, so I will not come for the rest of the 25 days, you simply pay me 5 days salary, because anyway I am not working on these days. So no employer is going to listen to such a proposal. The employer is paying him 5 days free salary because he is working 25 days faithfully. Otherwise he wouldn't pay him for those 5 days. Similarly, our sleep is also considered as devotional service if in the remaining 18 hours we are utilizing our time very nicely to serve Krishna. Kalam nayed akhilam. All our time should be utilized for this. Then the sleep is considered devotional service, and we are protected by Krishna even if we pass away from this world in our sleep. It doesn't matter. We are protected by Krishna. So therefore the service of the Supreme Lord in all situations must be executed very, very faithfully. This is the essence of all instructions. In the spiritual world, time assists the devotees. There is no mode of darkness there, and everything is simply expanding in terms of service. So we have to utilize the experience of this material world and prepare ourselves for that eternal service in the spiritual world. Prithu Maharaj was serving like this all the time. And we see this in the case of many of the Raja Rishis who are described in the scriptures. Maharaj Ambarish, for example, he is one of the ideal examples of how even a king would constantly serve the Lord. Savai manaha krishna padaravindayo vachansi vaikuntha gunanu varnane, and so on. He would always think about Krishna, utilize his mind to think about Krishna. He would utilize his tongue and his faculty of speech to glorify Krishna. Karau harera mandir marjanadishu, so he would use his hands to serve Krishna and to clean the temple of Krishna. So Maharaj Ambarish's every sense organ was being utilized in the service of Krishna. So he did not think that because I am a king, I will get my work done through the servants. He would do the devotional service himself. And this is in fact the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is the process by which we engage our senses in the service of the Supreme Lord and make advancement. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana bhida. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. Srila Rupa Goswami has defined what sadhana bhakti is really. Sadhana bhakti is that devotional service which is performed with the senses and which eventually leads us to the platform of bhava bhakti. Bhava bhakti is of course a seed stage of prema bhakti. It is a beginning, the beginning of prema, Krishna prema. So we serve with all our senses, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate, and this is sadhana bhakti. And then the bhava bhakti, or the stage of ecstatic love of God, pure love of God, automatically comes in the heart. So the question may be asked that when we do sadhana bhakti, then gradually we develop love of God. So does sadhana bhakti, that is the process of engaging the senses all the time, all day long in Krishna's service, does it create love of God? Is Krishna prem or love of God something that is artificially produced because of performing sadhana bhakti? So the acharyas have explained, no. Sadhana bhakti is not produced. Sadhana bhakti, or rather Krishna prem, is not produced. Krishna prem is something that is already dormant within the heart. It is merely invoked. It is lying in dormant condition, and by the practice of sadhana bhakti, that dormant Krishna consciousness that is there in our heart is awakened. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabunoy shravanadi shuddha chitte karaya udaye. This is Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatana Goswami in the Madhya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says this sadhana bhakti, the main qualification or the main characteristic of this Svarupa Lakshana is Shravana Adi. The process of hearing, chanting, etc. is the main characteristic of sadhana bhakti. And the marginal characteristic, the Tatastha Lakshana, is Krishna Prema Dhana. So when one renders devotional service by hearing and chanting about the Lord, then the characteristic of Krishna Prema automatically comes. Not because sadhana bhakti produces or creates it, but because by the practice, automatically something that is already there within us is brought to the surface. Srila Prabhupada gives some very nice examples to illustrate this point. He says that just as a child learns to walk by practice, the child by practicing automatically one day learns to steadily walk, but it is not the practice itself that creates the ability to walk. Had the innate ability to walk not been present in the child, any amount of practice would not have helped the child to walk. Just like as human beings, we do not have the innate ability to fly. I may practice flying like a bird day and night for the whole life, but I will not be able to fly. Of course, it is there in the soul, but not in the body of a human being. In the body of a bird, it is already there in an innate way. Inherently, it is there. And so the baby bird, by flapping its wings and practicing, will fly. But that capacity is not there in the human being. So no amount of practice will enable me to fly. But for a bird, it is natural. But for a human child, because the walking capacity is there, innate in the heart, so by practicing walking, the child learns to walk. In the same way, had Krishna consciousness not been already existing in a dormant condition in our heart, no amount of sadhana bhakti would have been able to create or rather generate or invoke Krishna prema. It would not be possible. It is simply because Krishna prema is already there that we are able to actually develop pure love of God by following the process of sadhana bhakti. Srila Prabhupada gives another nice example, and he says that in the material world, everybody is more or less crazy. Everybody is mad. Why are they mad? Because they are performing activities which cause their own bondage and suffering. Just like, for example, if you see somebody on the street who is beating himself mercilessly, what will you think? That this person is mad. Who is that sane person who will unnecessarily cause so much harm to himself? So similarly, the conditioned living entity, out of ignorance, performs activities which cause harm to himself tremendously. It causes him to come into material bondage and it causes intense suffering. So therefore, Prabhupada says, this living conditioned living entity is mad, because he is performing activities that cause self-harm. And sadhana bhakti is a process of curing this madness. When a person is mad, Srila Prabhupada explains, a person goes to a psychiatrist and gets some treatment. So similarly, the process of sadhana bhakti, of hearing and chanting in the association of the devotees of the Lord, as Prithu Maharaj was doing, is the right medicine to cure us of this madness, where we actually work against our own interests. And when we follow the principles of sadhana bhakti as Prithu Maharaj did, shraddhaya yatatah sada, faithfully we engage ourselves all the time in Krishna's service, then eventually Krishna prem will awaken within our heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains further to Sanatan Goswami that sadhana bhakti can be divided into two parts, Vaidhi bhakti as well as Raganuga bhakti. Ragahina bhakti bhaje shastra agyay, Vaidhi bhakti bole sarva shastra gay. He says that when one renders devotional service to Krishna, not out of intense greed or out of intense attachment for Krishna, not out of rag means great attachment, but when one renders service to Krishna out of obedience to the word of the scripture, because the scripture says you serve Krishna, and I have some faith in the scripture, so therefore I render service to Krishna knowing that what the scripture says is for my good, and if I serve Krishna according to the scripture's instructions, I will be benefited, then such bhakti, such sadhana bhakti is called Vaidhi bhakti, because it is done according to vidhi, according to rules and regulations, following the instructions of the scriptures. So Mahaprabhu says this is called Vaidhi bhakti, and all the scriptures explain it like this. The principle of sadhana bhakti is yena kena prakarena manaha krishna niveshayet, that by hook or by crook, by any means, we should get the mind to focus on hearing and chanting about Krishna. And in Vaidhi bhakti, this same process is followed by following rules and regulations. It doesn't come spontaneously. We have to use the intelligence to convince the mind, I must go for Mangalarati. I must not sleep during my japa. I must not sleep during the class. I must read the books. I must not be lazy. I must engage in the service of the Lord all day long. So constantly the intelligence, the spiritual intelligence, has to convince the mind. But when that service becomes spontaneous, then it is Raganuga, which is another topic. So the point is that in the platform of Vaidhi Bhakti, we faithfully follow all the rules and regulations. Srila Rupa Goswami says that the verse for Raganuga, for Vaidhi Bhakti, is found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavyah Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Chetabhayam. It means that one should surrender to Krishna, one should hear about Him, Shrotavyah, one should glorify Him, Kirtitavyah, one should remember Him, Smartavyah. For one who wishes to be free from fear, one who wishes to become Abhayam, he should hear about, chant about, remember, worship Krishna, who is Bhagavan, who is Ishvaraha, who is Hari. This is the principle of Vaidhi Bhakti, as given by Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Shukadev Goswami. And the acharyas explain that Parikshit Maharaj's devotional service to Krishna, at the time when he came to Shukadev Goswami and he wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, was not inspired by intense attachment to Krishna. Rather, it was prompted by the desire to be free from fear at the time of death. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami spoke this to him. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavyah Kirtitavyascha Smartavyah Cha Ichchata Abhayam. Ichchata Abhayam. So one who desires fearlessness, since Parikshit Maharaj desired fearlessness at the time of death, his motivation was not raga. Although we consider Parikshit Maharaj certainly as a pure devotee of the Lord, he is an associate of the Lord, but Rupa Goswami explains that just as Shukadev Goswami perfected his life by speaking about Krishna, Kirtanam, Parikshit Maharaj perfected his life by hearing about Krishna, Shravanam. And in this way one continues, Smartavyaha Satatam Vishnur Vismartavyo no Jatuchit Sarve Vidhi Nishedha Syur Etayor Eva Kinkara. Then Rupa Goswami quotes this verse and says that this is the principle, the practical principle of Vaidhi Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse many times. And for us as devotees in ISKCON, these two verses are the most important verses. By following these two verses, we can follow in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, as is being described here. Smartavyaha Satatam Vishnu, one should always think of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Vismartavyo na jatuchit, one should never forget Krishna or Vishnu. Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur etayor eva kinkaraha. All other rules and regulations of the scriptures are servants of these two basic rules. One being to never forget Krishna and the other being to always remember Krishna. So then the question again may arise, how can we think of Krishna 24 hours a day? Okay, we grant that during the period of sleep, we are given concession and grace by Krishna because we have been serving Krishna 24 in the waking state. But even in the waking state, 18 hours, how can we constantly think of Krishna? Can anybody here say that 18 hours of the waking state, he or she has always thought of Krishna every second, every moment? Can we say? So then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, when this verse says satatam, always, it means every day. Not every second. Because this verse is meant for those who are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. It is not meant especially for those who are on the platform of Krishna Prema. It is meant even for those who are beginning Krishna consciousness. And a person first time walks into the temple, you give him the beads to chant, or you just tell him about chanting Hare Krishna, and he says, yes, I will chant. And you say, no, 24 hours you should remember Krishna. So how is it possible? Even for those who have been chanting Hare Krishna for many years, it is not possible to remember Krishna 24 hours a day at every second. So therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if we understand this verse to mean that one should think of Krishna at every second, then people will lose faith in the instructions of the scriptures. And they will say, this is not a practical instruction. So scriptures are not practical for us. So therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that what this verse means, Smartavya Satatam Vishnur Vismartavya No Jatu Chit, it means is that in a regulated way, every day we should perform devotional service. And in following accordance with that, Srila Prabhupada has created this whole timetable for us as devotees of ISKCON. Getting up early in the morning, taking bath, coming for Mangalarti, doing Guru Puja, Japa, Bhagavatam class, and then we have programs, and then there is the evening program. So whole timetable has been set for us, so that we can as much as possible every day remember Krishna. So Smartavya Satatam Vishnu also means that we perform those activities which will increase our remembrance of Krishna. And Vismartavyo na jatuchit, that don't forget Krishna, means that we avoid those activities which will make us forget Krishna. So very thoughtfully, very intelligently, these verses have been composed. A lot of thought and spiritual intelligence has gone behind it. So this is our basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's genius is he has created a workable, practical program for all of us in every situation of life, whether we are in the village or the city, whether we are brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprastas, sannyasis, anything, if we simply follow this program as sincerely as possible with determination, then we will also follow in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, and we will also be able to attain the perfection as Prithu Maharaj did. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So are there any questions? We have just a couple of minutes left. Or any comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. मेरा प्रश्न विषय से संबंधित नहीं है, मैं पूछ सकता हूँ?
विषय से संबंधित हो तो अच्छा है.
आपके प्रति है?
नहीं, विषय से संबंधित करें तो अच्छा है. लेट अस, इफ देयर इज एनीथिंग पर्टेनिंग टू द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ द डिस्कशन. यस, कैन माइक प्लीज.
Hare Krishna. Hare. Thanks a lot for your skipless description. Maharaj, you explained that temple is such a place that it's out of three modes. So there was a story in Jagannath Puri. There was a man, his name is Dasya. He was poor and scheduled class. So there was a restrictions in Jagannath Puri temple. Scheduled caste people, they can't enter inside the temple and to offer the obeisance to Lord. But that fellow, he was meditating Krishna and Jagannath and worshipping. But he, whatever he was desire, suppose that story is there. He told one guy who he was going to the see Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. He told that I'm giving you this one coconut. Just to you should not enter inside the temple, stand outside. You have to stand outside and you have to see, speak that Jagannath. Dasya gave this coconut, you have to take that. Suddenly that fellow, he went over there and he asked same thing. Jagannath accepted that. So my question is that, so is it necessary that everybody should come temple and do devotional service? Because in this scenario, in this Kali Yuga, people are so hurried to earn money, running here and there, doing so many things. It's not possible for everybody to come to the temple. So what is your explanation?
Well, as far as not being allowed into the temple, in our own sampradaya also we see so many instances. Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami never went into Jagannath temple because they considered themselves to be fallen out of humility. So in an absolute sense, there is no material barrier between us and Krishna. Anyone can become a pure devotee in any circumstances, theoretically. But for the very reason that you have mentioned, that it is Kali Yuga and people are in a hurry and so on, all the more reason that people must find some time to come to the temple. The process of sadhana bhakti that we describe includes coming to the temple every day, taking darshan of the Lord. And in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has explained the benefits of each. Even if somebody comes to the temple and just sits down here for two dandas or something, I think it is 48 minutes or half an hour, he is eligible to go to Vaikuntha. Of course, we should understand that as the principle, the spirit of it. One comes to take darshan of the Lord, one smells the incense and flowers offered to the Lord, one gets purified. So simply by coming to the temple, even if one doesn't hear anything, but just simply takes darshan of the Lord or sits in the temple of the Lord, one gets tremendous benefit. And if one associates with the devotees, one hears kirtan, one participates in kirtan, one hears the pravachans, then naturally so much more benefit. Then one will actually accept the process of Krishna consciousness in life seriously. Because the modes of passion and ignorance are so strong, especially in the cities nowadays, therefore there is need, there is greater need than ever before for people to come to the temple to get themselves spiritually surcharged. And where there is no temple, like Radharas Pyari temple, it's a nice facility for people nearby. But where there is no temple, there are many cities, many towns, many villages, there are no temples. But yes, the devotees can gather together at any place. It doesn't require much facility. If devotees gather together and hear and chant about the Lord is present there. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami narada. Wherever my devotees gather and chant about me, I am present there. So there is no impediment, even if a physical structure of a temple is not there in some place. If devotees are there, that is wonderful. So by coming to the association of devotees, one develops understanding and faith, and then one can practice on one's own, even if one does not have association. But still, however advanced one may be, one must still try to come regularly in the association of devotees. Otherwise, one is in a risky position. This is Srila Prabhupada's warning to everybody. In his purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, this is a warning that one should never consider oneself so advanced that one doesn't need to come to the association of devotees for hearing and chanting. One will surely fall down, Prabhupada explains. When he is describing the Bhakti Lata Beej, Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Goswami, and Prabhupada's purports mentions there that one must be very cautious that one is regularly coming to the association of devotees.
Do you think that devotional service, whatever devotional service a person is doing, because of his previous activities, previous pious activities, because somebody born devotee, means he born in a devotee family, there he is performing some devotional service. So my question is, devotional service means that is he done something means pious activities in previous life or that or what?
Yes, because of sufficient accumulation of devotional sukriti, bhaktyonmukhi sukriti, he eventually develops the faith in the association of devotees. He is led to the company of devotees, and then his faith blossoms, and he starts rendering devotional service.
So what is your comment about people, those who are coming after means 50 or 40 years, they are coming in devotional service and practicing Krishna consciousness. So what is your comment?
Yes, everything has its time. There are certain obstacles that have to be worked out. Some people come to Krishna consciousness at the very end of their life. Some come to Krishna consciousness from the womb. When they are in their mother's womb, they come to Krishna consciousness because the parents are devotees. So according to our past sukriti, we will come at different points in time to Krishna consciousness. Purva abhyasena tainaiva hriyasheyhavatopi saha. Because of the purva abhyasa, because of the prior practice of Krishna consciousness in earlier lifetimes, one will helplessly be attracted to the principles of Krishna consciousness in this life at some point in time, depending on what one's sukriti was in previous lives. Okay, thank you very much. It is time now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.